This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
This is episode 34. We're also joined by Ryan Clary.
How we doing, everybody?
Good to see you, Stallion.
You know what it smells like in here?
What's that?
It smells like content and rotten eggs.
Yeah, what happened? You guys are yelling at each other when I walk in here about who's stinkier.
No. You don't smell that?
It just smells a little musty to me. I don't know, but I was a little late coming in here. I think I missed the big whiff.
I walked in to the studio, and Ryan is doing some of the pre-show work, and the door was wide open. And I walk in, I burst in like Kramer, and it smells like rotten eggs. And I look at Ryan, I said, "Oh my God, have you been tooting over there?" And he denies it. And this is what makes me believe Ryan. Is he says, "I'm the kind of guy that if I fart, I'll let you know."
I don't want to be friends with guys like that.
I mean,
like proud farters.
No, I'm not talking about people just ripping them right in front of you all loud like I do.
Yeah, at least I got enough of those guys in my life.
I'm just saying that if you do it, if you get caught. You own up to it.
Exactly. You got to own up to your mistakes. That mistake wasn't me.
It does. I think it smells like kind of a rotten egg, almost like a weird ketchup smell.
Ryan, when you were growing up, did they always have the same lines they did about like whoever smelt it dealt it?
Exactly. Yeah. So, but in Valdez's case, though, he was the one who smelt it, but he wasn't the one who dealt it because he wasn't here. I was smelling it, too. I was just eating it alive.
Whoever denied it.
It's not me. Come on, Ryan.
It's not me. I swear to God. Like, it's always the fat guy, right?
All right, what about beans, the magical fruit?
Dude. The more you eat, the more you toot.
All right.
That
crosses generations, yeah, apparently. Right.
Come on.
The more you toot, the better you feel.
I don't know the rest of it.
Beans for every meal. I don't. Maybe I was a kid and I made that
up after the first verse. Hey, we got a lot to get to, more than our stinky studio here. Yeah. But
potty humor, sorry.
It is a Tiger Day. We got a late start. Valdez is distracted. Wherever he goes, he's got to have the Apple TV set up in every room he's in. He can't miss a Tiger putt.
That sounds like you're projecting a little bit.
No, it sounds like you complaining when the junkies do it, and then when you do your own show, you're doing the same thing.
Oh, no. I am focused on bit season.
All right.
Clearly focused.
We'll make that determination over the next 55 minutes or so.
Are you going to grade me?
Yeah, I'll grade your performance.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to pause. Whatever story we're telling, whatever topic we're discussing, we're talking about Lurch's $21 chicken. We're going to stop in the middle, and we're going to do a progress report.
All right. Well, I'll update you. You were really blown away by Lurch's $21 chicken this week.
I really am, because you know I am the king of giant, and I scour the shelves for deals.
That's nothing to brag about.
Okay. You're the tomato king. Yeah,
I did brag about being the tomato king.
I am the expired meat king.
All right. Okay. You're the grocery giant.
Yeah, I'm grocery king. When he said $21 chicken, I just imagine all the stuff I could get for $21 in the meat aisle.
How little distance that $21 chicken gets you? If I'm gonna spend $21 on chicken, it's gonna be like the 50 chicken wings
in the big party platter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not buying two breasts for $21. Even though I gotta admit, I'm intrigued by, what did he call it, the Key West? The
Key Lime, Key West. I think it was Key West chicken.
Yeah, I thought he said Key West, yeah. Which, because I would think Key Lime, lime chicken, that makes sense. But he said Key West. I don't know what that is.
So I looked up the Key West chicken on the butcher's website that Jason goes to. Apparently all it is lime juice, like some sort of seasoning, and then like a steak sauce.
It doesn't sound that great.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like almost like a Caribbean jerk chicken that he's making.
For the most part, chicken is chicken.
That's kind of what I'm getting.
You know what? We should have a taste test.
A blind
taste test with Jason.
That's a great idea. Because you remember, Jason failed the vodka taste test back in the day.
He did, yeah.
Classic segment. We should have four breasts.
All right. And he tells us
which one is.
Now
from
he'll know
his butcher.
Though by the lime flavoring.
No, we get unseasoned.
Okay, so we get unseasoned from Winding and Ashburn.
Yeah.
And we get
unseasoned.
We get giant chicken, and then we'll get like a Purdue chicken.
Exactly. And then we bring in like some sort of mini grill. Portable grill.
Have Tailgate Ted come in here, cook it all up. So make sure we get to 165 degrees.
Yep. Great internal temperature. Glad you know that off the top of your head.
Yeah.
And then we cut it up into a strip, and then we serve it to him. And he has to pick which one is the butcher chicken.
I love it.
This is what floored everybody.
We're going to put his butcher out of business. Poor mom and pop. Small business in Ashburn.
This is what floored me. Is that, and listeners seem to be kind of on the same page, is that like Jason is so frugal. Like as the years have gone by, he's just gotten tighter and tighter with his purse strings.
He can't complain that, you know, his daughters can't buy a poster. He complains about the money they spent at South Moon Under.
Uh-huh. And I understand that. I get how, you know, you don't want to get jeans that are, or shorts that are $100, because you can get them for $20 at whatever store. But it's the same thing Jason is doing with chicken.
Of course.
So why does Jason get the luxury of buying $21 chicken?
Because he's the dictator of the house.
He's the king of the castle.
He's the one that brings home the money.
That is true.
So I guess he makes the decisions on what they're going to waste their money on.
Still, I mean, $21 chicken, though, that's too much. This is too much.
It is too much. But I actually think that Jason should be spoiling his daughters. Why isn't... I don't really understand that. Jason's Mr. Father of the Year, right? Goes down every other weekend to Blacksburg to bother his girls, tracking their every move, obsessed with them. Why doesn't he spoil them? Most dads of daughters... especially when they love to spoil them. They love to spend their money on them. If they're going to spend any of their money, it's going to be on their daughters, because they want to make them happy, because nothing makes them happier than being a girl dad.
Are you telling me that you want Jason to
It just doesn't add up to me.
All right, so you're saying that why is he not cutting back on himself to spend it on his kids, or he's just saying just include your kids?
Or just include your kids in his spending, because he is obsessed with his daughters. Right? Why doesn't he like wasting his money on them? I mean, nobody likes wasting money, but a lot of dads out there love to spoil their daughters. Daddy can't say no. That's like a whole thing. Like, they go, "Hi, Daddy. What do you want? What do you want?"
Yeah, it's like Clueless,
because dads can't say, yeah, exactly like Clueless. All right. Yeah, I'm actually surprised by that. I think EB does that. He blows all his money on his daughters for sure.
I think Jason gets more of a kick out of telling his stories of cheapness instead of bragging about the fact that his daughter got a brand new RAV4 car when she turned 16.
Well, that's true. He probably doesn't share the non-interesting stories. Do you think that Jason spoils them a lot more than he leads on?
I think there is some undercover spoiling, especially when he's going down to Blacksburg. I think he's forking over a bunch of money to them.
Well, some of that's probably for necessity, right? I love South Moon Under. I was a big South Moon Under fan. I think one of our P1s.
We have a P1, I think, who runs the store.
She used to be a manager at, I think, the one in Fairfax or something like that, Clarendon.
Hey, do you hit her up and say,
no,
hey,
not
and say,
I
say
did
hey,
before.
When are you guys getting a shipment of those panties in?
They got rid of their men's clothing, so I don't go there anymore. But panties. Jason's been all over the show this week. We're talking about his cheapness here, and nothing stands out more than stealing breakfast from a 4-star hotel.
I think listeners and the junks get more of a kick. And Jason, I think Jason likes to brag about it a little bit, his cheapness.
Do you think he took a bag down to the kitchen?
I think it's exaggerated, but I bet you he took a week's worth of muffins. He didn't. There's no way he took 30.
Of course, 30 muffins. I haven't seen.
I've never seen a continental breakfast that just has 30. Tiny boxes of cereal out. 30.
I've seen that. I think I've seen that. But have you seen a banana nut muffin in studio all week besides the one he was eating that one day?
That is a great point.
No, I haven't seen it.
I have not. Maybe he gave.
Took a couple.
I think he exaggerated. He overwent on the story.
I mean, even then, though, who doesn't take a couple free items, though?
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Who's going to be on? Let's be honest. Who is offended that you're taking extra muffins?
Probably nobody. What's the best thing at a hotel breakfast?
I already
know.
I got mine.
You know what I like? I love, and it's not even food related. Mm-hmm. Drink related. I love the milk that is in those little
Valdez and milk again.
No, guys, no. They're in those paper cartons, mm-hmm. and the milk's in those paper cartons. I love
takes
it.
Takes you back.
It makes me. It makes me think about high school again.
Before the end of the show, we have to talk about Valdez and nostalgia. It's going overboard, and he's driving me nuts with it this week, and he just reminded me of something we were arguing about today. But no, you're wrong. It's not the milk. It's the waffle machine. The waffle machine, you pour the batter in there. It's pouring out the side. There's so much grease on it from the decade plus that it's been there that nobody's cleaned. I love the waffle machine.
I haven't seen a waffle machine in ages.
No, I mean, the waffle machines are definitely there. I'm a connoisseur of free continental breakfast
and
here.
Cheap hotels.
Cheap hotels, too. I love a good Motel 6 every now and then. But,
I actually like Motel 6.
See? It's not a bad spot.
So, I actually had a good night stay at a Motel 6 one
exactly.
time. Not as bad as you'd think.
You guys sleep on the
they
powdered.
They don't have breakfasts, though.
Exactly.
The powder, what?
The powdered, the powdery eggs that they mix with
milk. No.
Those are good, though. They're good.
I know. What are you, an astronaut?
I'm sorry. It's just, they're actually kind of good. I swear, they're
not good.
Yes.
It's actually making me queasy thinking about it.
The order it goes in. It goes waffles. We're going to throw milk out because it's not food.
Yeah.
We're going to go waffles.
What about the plain bagels with
plain bagels
with
the Philadelphia cream cheese? It's not a tub. It's a little tiny little thing. You got to scrape every ounce out of it.
Get a couple.
And then three is the box cereal.
You feel nubs. You feel nubs when you grab three of the cream cheese.
Of course.
No, the problem is with the box cereal is that it's always Raisin Bran or corn
flakes.
Who
doesn't like Raisin Bran?
Bro, come on. I just want Fruit Loops or Frosted Flakes.
You know why I like the box cereal? Because I'm like, oh. Puffs. I haven't had puffs in 20 years. I'm gonna try it today. This is actually pretty good. Then you go another decade without having it.
What about the Danish assortments that they have there?
I do love it. I think actually a Danish is one of the most slept on breakfast foods across the board. A cream cheese Danish, which is the one seed of Danish, is much better than the strawberry.
And then
what's the other one?
They have like
blueberry.
Blueberry, maybe. No,
or like a blackberry or raspberry. No, raspberry Danish.
Yeah. God, I love it. I'm a fan of cream cheese. I'm like cakes. Well, yeah. Cream cheese on anything is pretty delicious.
That's why you have plain bagel and cream cheese number two.
Right. Skip the eggs next time.
Yeah. I'm sorry. They're just not that bad. They just aren't.
First of all, I actually don't even know what that means. A junkie said it earlier in the week. What is powdered eggs?
So you just
add water?
It's like literal powder, and you add water and you shake it around, and then you just put it on the grill, and then it makes eggs. I don't know. Like it's really good.
Imagine
though.
What that's doing to your insides.
There's a lot worse things going on here. So.
than the powdered eggs. Well, what about the guy eating Big Macs? Speaking of what it does to your inside, this guy's a hero, isn't he? he's living the life that we don't have the courage to live.
The guy's doing what he wants.
I am so jealous of this. I mean, he looks like a loser, okay? Uh-huh. And I remember, I brought it up on the show. I remember this guy from Super Size Me. It made quite the impression on me.
You know who this guy kind of reminds me
Who's
of?
Who's that?
He reminds me of those radio contest whores. That like keep their hand on the car.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically out of spite. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't enjoy
the Big Mac anymore?
I think he's just, it's part of his thing. Like, he's just trying to make it until the end.
Yeah, because that's his claim to fame.
Yes, because that's his claim to fame. And he's like one of those contest guys that like just keep their hand on the car.
Don't you think for his 50th anniversary, I mean, this is it. This is the golden anniversary.
McDonald's should step up and get this guy some sort of like VIP car.
Why is this guy paid for a Big Mac in the last, I don't know, 30 years?
I don't know.
Right?
It's dumb.
I don't think we should tell McDonald's how to market, probably, because they're maybe the most successful marketing company of all time. But don't you, this guy should be a VIP, for sure. What does it cost him? $5 a day? $6 a day?
This guy should have like a card, like a platinum card.
Yes, like the mayor of Moe's.
Yes,
he should be
exactly
the mayor of McDonald's.
That's what I was going to say. The mayor of McDonald's.
A Big Mac a day.
And they should have Ronald McDonald knock on his house with a bunch of balloons and present him with that card. And then also he should have some sort of, he should be the new face of the Monopoly game.
100%.
They gotta get this guy out there. Let everybody know that McDonald's really isn't that bad for you.
I know, but if he looked somewhat normal, I think they would.
He looks like a crazy.
He looks like a creep, and that's the problem. Like, they probably don't want to highlight this guy that much.
He looks like a radio engineer.
Can I tell you? I hate the movie Super Size Me. McDonald's got so much of the blame back in the day for Super Size, and I loved Super Size, the actual upgrading your meal. loved it, and I got it every single. It was 39 cents.
39 cents extra.
Okay, and McDonald's was the target when all these other fast food companies
are doing the same thing.
Too, and they had big sizes,
yes,
making people
do
fat
remember
or
what
whatever.
Wendy's upsize was called.
Hold on, let me think. Let me think. I actually do know this, but it would have to do anything with Dave Thomas's name.
No.
No? Okay. What was it?
It was Biggie Size.
Biggie Size. All right, all right. I think they might still. No, I don't think they call it Biggie Size anymore, but yeah, you're right. It
the
definitely
Biggie
was
Bag. That's what they have. Oh, don't ask me how I know.
Wendy's is making me so angry right now. The Biggie,
how dare you? I love Wendy's.
There's nobody spent more money at Wendy's the last 365 days than Matt Cahill. Okay, I go to Wendy's all the time. It's from the other side of my driveway. They're driving me nuts. So they're running this commercial for the $4 for $4.
Great deal.
What do you mean? Great deal. What do you mean $4 for $4? Four like junior bacon cheeseburgers?
No,
nuggets?
Drink, fries, nuggets, and a sandwich for $4.
Well, that's heavenly.
Okay, there's a butt coming.
There's a butt. First of all, it's all small sizes, but it was a junior bacon cheeseburger, or you could choose a couple different other things, and you got four nuggets, and you got the first small fry and the small drink. Now, it's only the cheeseburger, junior cheeseburger for $4. If you want the junior bacon cheeseburger or the double stack or any of the other stuff in it, it's five. You have to upgrade to $5.
So you can get...
For years, it was the other way around.
So basically, any sandwich you want... And now
they're all their little tiny sandwiches.
Well, that's or
the
what crispy, I meant.
It's like the chicken selection. Sandwich. It's the tiny chicken sandwich. Okay. It was a great deal because it was perfect for, I kind of want fast food, but I'm not extremely hungry. You actually would feel good about it. You would feel good eating fast food after you ate the four, because it wasn't. I go to McDonald's and I get a combo meal. I literally want to puke afterwards.
Oh, you're just the feeling of regret.
The feeling of regret. You never get it with the four for $4.
It's not even about your tummy. You feel like a big fat slob.
It's their fries. It's the McDonald's fries. They're so good, but after you eat them, feel gross.
It's honestly a fast food hangover.
But you don't get it with the biggie bag.
It's like a sampler. That's what it is. It's like a little sampler.
It is a little sampler.
I could get down with samplers.
God,
it's really good.
Hey, what did you think about Cakes and his answer of sushi? That's my Cakes.
Well, you're going to die of mercury poisoning. That's a terrible answer. You got to think ahead. You can't be eating fish every single day, Cakes. That's the first thing they tell you. You have to dial back on that, or you're going to get too much metal in your blood.
Pizza is the common answer, I feel
that's
like.
That's the child answer.
It is. It's just, that's kind of like the no thought answer.
You know why I know it's a child answer? Because I remember this from elementary school. I actually remember first or second grade of us doing some sort of worksheet where it said, if you could eat the same food every day for your life, what would you eat? And my answer was pepperoni pizza. And it's a lifelong debate. My answer.
Nachos.
And can I tell you something?
What's that?
From Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm on a Valdez-like streak here, okay?
Okay.
Of eating nachos for dinner.
Whoa.
I'm on 4 days straight of microwave nachos. And I'm not going to slow down. It just has started. The streak just started by happenstance.
Well, how are your intestines dealing with this?
I feel amazing after eating because it's a light meal.
You know what you would love to do? You know how everyone has like that their fad diet?
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden you were the face of the nacho diet.
I basically am. But again, when I say my nachos, I don't have all the condiments and the fixings on top.
Yeah, like when I tried to impress you.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do all that. Mine are Tostitos. Cheese and a little sour cream and salsa, and I put it in the microwave.
What the heck? I mean, you don't have any guacamole or all the good stuff on there?
You can't eat that every day.
That's the healthy part of nachos.
Mine's a small plate. It's all about small plates. Isn't that what the Spanish people are all about?
Tapas.
Yeah. Tapas. Tapas. Tapas.
Tapas. Okay. What do you think about burger?
Like burger actually would be my real answer.
Here's a lot of thought into it. Is you can do different types of burgers. Now, is that allowed? Are you only allowed one?
Same exact thing. No.
So, like, I can't change out and do like barbecue sauce. No. And change out and do ketchup mustard. No.
Literally the same exact thing every single day. So, if you choose cheeseburger, you got to pick what's on it and leave it there. So
I thought I would like try and get around the system. And get, you know how to do like a breakfast burger.
No. You can't get around the system. You're the same thing. Same explosions on your taste buds every day.
Well, what if it requires sauce? Are you allowed to change the sauce?
No. You can't change anything.
Okay.
Nothing. You can't change your pizza brand. Nothing.
You're strict.
Yeah. I think I would choose a cheeseburger.
I think I would choose fried chicken.
That's my last thing I would want.
Why? You have different...
Fried chicken...
I can have different parts of the bird?
That's what Blanfield told me one time, too. And Blanfield think a lot alike about food.
that's a shot across the bow. Many ways.
Fried chicken, you get sick of it. It's too greasy, in my opinion.
Well,
and
good
it's a
fried chicken... What about chicken tenders?
I think you have to be in the mood for... Okay, Sam Howell. I think you have to be in the mood for fried chicken.
Definitely.
But even then, I mean, everyone's in the mood for fried chicken. Like, I mean, I've never seen someone turn down fried chicken.
Can I tell you? I actually don't like fried chicken that much. Maybe that's why.
You're an alien.
Like, I mean, I don't know what to say.
It's good. You tell me you don't get sick of banchan?
Okay, well, banchan's a little different, though, because they double fry it. That's why.
Banchan, we were all very excited when we moved in here. There was a banchan.
I had it once.
We all had it one time and said, oh, that's pretty good.
Made
and
me then, feel like crap.
Then you feel like crap after you eat it, and then we've never been back since.
It's still
and
so
it's
good,
10
though.
Feet away from us.
What about, let's see, what about, all right, we did tender, steak.
No, I never, I don't eat steak.
I love steak.
I mean, I like steak, but.
Am I allowed to have different cuts of meat? Like if I have a filet,
sure,
a ribeye.
I'd give you that.
All right. I think I might do steak then.
Ugh, so boring.
No, I mean, that's not. There's different varieties there if we're just talking steak. There's plenty of things you could do with steak. You could put it on a sandwich.
All right, so say you can't switch it. You're going to eat the same New York strip.
Well, you just said we could switch it.
I'm changing my mind. So,
You're a stickler for the rules.
You're the rule guy.
Well, what would be... What do you think would be the, like, I love crab meat, but I couldn't have a crab cake every day. I would get so tired of it.
Yeah, I love a tuna fish sandwich. I don't know if I could have that every single day. It'd be tough.
Tuna might be a good one.
I think I do love tuna, but again, that's in the cakes category.
What about shrimp? I think I could do shrimp. Steamed shrimp.
If you put a plate of shrimp in front of me, I probably wouldn't eat it.
What?
What?
I'm not a big seafood guy. I actually ate Tim from Capital Crab. I actually ate his shrimp when he came in here. That was probably the first shrimp I've ever had in a decade.
I can't believe you said that. I don't know if you did that on purpose or not.
No, I didn't do that on purpose.
Shrimp?
No, crapital crap.
Oh.
I'm not a big seafood guy. You guys know this. Yeah. So my answer, I'm sticking with nachos. You're going with burger.
Yeah, burger.
I'm going like a chicken taco. Just simple.
Tacos. Why do I sleep on tacos? You know, good tacos.
Now, do we have to have the same meat in the taco?
Yes, every day.
I could do taco.
I wouldn't have a chicken taco, but I'd have a beef taco.
Just chicken tacos. Nice and light.
Here's the best part that's a great answer.
We're stupid.
Is you get the hard shell taco. Okay. So in case you want a snack, you just eat the shell.
But
if you want a meal,
you're obsessed with changing the game. You have to eat what's in front of you.
I'm just saying. Every time it's the only thing that you can eat, you can do the most out of a taco.
Well,
you basically
if I wanted a snack of my burger, can I just eat the bun?
Well, no one just eats bread.
I don't know.
This isn't the 1500s. Tacos are a great answer. I think that wins.
It's gotta win.
That wins.
I'm Taco Tuesday annoys me. Have I told you guys that?
I'm annoyed by that too.
It shouldn't.
Who says I can't have a taco on Wednesday
or Thursday?
In my life, tacos were on Monday. I don't know why. Also, tacos, haven't they like blown up in the last decade? Is that just me?
I mean, people are just getting more fancier with it, I think, and they're putting different things on it and different sorts of
Did
meat.
Did you have tacos every single week growing up?
Of course, yes, with the ground beef, with the same seasoning.
Taco night. Yes. Everyone had a taco night. It wasn't Tuesday. It was just called taco night.
It was I don't know. Taco night, maybe it was taco night.
That's what it was. It wasn't like Taco Monday or anything like that.
Exactly.
They just did the JP bit. Where you're obsessed about alliteration, and then they just stuck it with Tuesday.
No, I'm telling you, there's been a taco movement the last decade. There's taco places, burrito places, everywhere.
What do you mean by movement? Because tacos have always been popular.
It's like the salted caramel movement.
There's more
restaurants. It didn't exist like a decade ago. Of course, tacos existed. But in America... There's been
specialized taco joint.
An obsession, special of tacos. Before it was always, the taco stand or the taco truck or something like
now
that.
Now it's Taco Rock, District Taco.
It's been gentrified.
I like where you're going with this.
And we've stolen tacos.
We've stolen the taco.
Yeah.
When we're calling it our own.
We're calling it our own. Bunch of white guys open up taco shops. I don't know.
I'm digging this a little bit.
It is true. It is true. Like Taco Bamba, too, now. Yeah. They're a big popping chain.
We're putting whatever we want on it.
Right.
If it has any kind of Hispanic flair, they shove it in the taco, right. And they upcharge you to about $12.
Or you can like a mac and cheese taco. They're just bastardizing everything now.
Korean tacos.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there's a movement. There was a taco movement. Taco Rock. Your boy Chuck Lee, Asian Chuck Lee, has owned a taco restaurant. Come on.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
He's not authentic.
No.
I kind of get what you're saying because Korean tacos, they were never a thing, were they?
No, it's the Korean fusion. So you can explain Korean fusion to me, let me know. I hear that all the time.
So basically, you steal the taco presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've popularized Korean fusion. So now you're just blending them together.
Right.
And you're just creating these two stolen foods.
Yep.
To create a super stolen food.
A superfood. You're right. The new superfood.
We should. Well, why are we not making our own superfood?
We already tried that with taco pizza. Have you ever had taco pizza?
I didn't know you were such a food connoisseur.
I was ranting about tomatoes last week.
What do you mean taco pizza?
You've never had taco pizza?
I've had Mexican pizza.
From like Taco Bell. That's what I've had.
No, it's just they got it from someplace. That was like a thing, I think, like 10 or 20 years ago, they made a taco pizza.
Mexican pizza.
No, you're thinking of Taco Bell. I'm thinking of like a place like Mario's Pizza would have a taco pizza.
Like a seafood pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
I get what you're saying.
Well, we should.
Hats off to Taco Bell though for bringing the Mexican pizza back. Did you guys see that?
I did.
It was on my app. I got the Taco Bell app. I saw it said redeem now. I clicked on it. I got an error message, so I never went and got it. I'm guessing it's still there.
I haven't had one since high school. So.
Is that the best? Is that the most?
It's just the cafeteria Mexican pizza. That they had.
Oh, God.
It was good.
No.
Yeah, it was good.
Maybe back in your guys' day.
But. Oh, so are we talking? So we're talking the same thing. You just call it Mexican pizza.
Yes, we just call it Mexican pizza.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what you would call it. Is that racist? Am I going to get canceled?
People are so afraid to say the word Mexican. I've noticed this.
You have?
As a Phoenician, as someone who spent a time around true Mexicans, and, you know, there's not a lot of Mexicans, Salvadorians, Bolivians, all that stuff. People are always afraid to say Mexican. Is my Mexican friend or Mexican food or look at those Mexicans. Okay?
Look at those.
If they're Mexican, they're Mexican. All right? You don't be afraid to say the word. It's not a bad word.
Okay.
Now, if you just saw some construction workers outside and you said, hey Mexican, Mexican. You know, that would be racist.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that.
Abraham Ancer, golfer. He's right. Mexican.
When I told you about my Mexican dishwasher the other way, I saw you squirming in your seat a little bit, saying, I don't know if he can say that. No, of course you can. Just got to be correct.
I'm the one that called people Polacks.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Polacks or something?
No, Polack Johnnies.
Polack Johnnies.
And I didn't realize Polacks was also derogatory.
Can I tell you?
We should bring Polacks back.
I would like to.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. The problem is that there's all these Polack jokes.
I know.
It ruined it.
I know. I had to tell you that was a slur. You weren't aware. Speaking of Ocean City restaurants, though, that is Polack Johnny's is an Ocean City restaurant.
Yes, it's on the boardwalk. It's right next to Fun City.
I want to know how much this Spanish wine restaurant.
Spain Wine Bar.
Spain Wine Bar. Okay, there it is again. Mm-hmm. In Ocean City is paying Valdez. Have you heard this on the Junkies? No. He's plugged this restaurant like 4 to 5 times now on the Junkies. It's a lurch move. Something's going on. I want to know why you're obsessed with this dumb. You think I have Spanish bar?
You think I have a Fausto?
I think you
lover.
Have a Fausto hookup. I think something's going on where you know the manager.
I don't know anybody from this. Like from
you used
this
to plug Northside 51 in Park Fairfax, because I know you were getting free meals on the side. All right, who's giving you a free meal?
No
this
one's
Spanish
giving
restaurant?
Me a free meal at Spain Wine Bar.
You're telling Steve Sands to go there.
I'm trying to do shtick. I'm doing Ocean City shtick.
Okay, but
that's the thing.
Your Ocean City shtick is you're the guy. You told EB to go to like it was a Krusty Krab place or something.
Krusty Krab. What are you doing, SpongeBob?
No, it was like Bubba's. It was something.
Bubba,
like,
what?
It was a seafood restaurant where you walk up and order.
Like On the Bay seafood?
Yeah, it was like On the Bay seafood restaurant.
Oh, what was that place? I told him to get the shrimp salad.
The shrimp salad, yeah.
Oh, why can't I think? It's not Belly Busters?
Belly Busters, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're the Belly Buster guy, okay? You're not the wine bar guy.
It's what
okay, you can't be everything to everyone. You're the white trash Ocean City Belly Buster.
I hate to break it to you. Everything in Ocean City is white trash, okay? No, so I claim it all. It's my kingdom. I own all of it.
I don't like you. You're trying to one-up Fausto's as the new nice restaurant in Ocean City.
I think it's funny because I am the Ocean City connoisseur. I'm right. The mayor of Ocean City. You have any Ocean City questions, any Ocean City requests, I'm your go-to guy. All right. Good. You want to plan a bachelor party in Ocean City? I can tell you all the places to go. You're going to do a girls trip to Ocean City? I'll tell you what to do. You want to do a family vacation? I'm your man.
Okay.
I'm putting
the tour
this out
guy.
There because I want my reputation as the Ocean City guru to be upheld. So I need to know all of the new places that are in Ocean City, West Ocean City, Ocean Pines. I got to know it all.
Can I go into the Spain bar and and with a tank top on and flip-flops?
Possibly during the day.
All right, so but at night, it's a classy place.
It's on a rooftop. I think I've said that a billion times.
Yeah,
it's on a rooftop. It's on a rooftop, and it overlooks the bay. The outside area, the outside bar on the rooftop, I will say yes. Inside, no.
All right. Good to know. Good to know, Valdez. Now you've got it. You can go cut this up and send it to GM over there.
I'm way ahead of you. Ryan, you know what to do.
Exactly. I got it.
3526. Mark it down.
All right. So there you have it. When you go to Ocean City, check out the Spain Wine Bar and the rooftop.
You know what?
Who should they ask for?
Nobody. I don't know anybody there. Yeah. You're doing a whole bit. I don't know anybody.
All right. So, coming up next, we're going to talk to Ryan. He told us he has a great story when he came through the doors today. So I'm interested to hear what that's all about. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Welcome back. A quick break on Bit Season.
Look at us. We're taking breaks.
Hey, wait, we could do a real radio show.
You know, we probably could.
I think we could. Maybe one day.
Do we have? I don't know if we have 4 hours of content in us. Do we?
If the junkies got 4 hours of content in them, we got 4 hours of content in us.
I like what you're saying.
I'm not making any accusations about this week's show. Never mind. Fun show this week.
Fun shows.
Fun show.
Hey, speaking of fun, Ryan, you said you had a fun story for us.
Yeah, you know, it's not really a fun story for me, but I understand.
So it'll be fun for us.
It'll be fun for you guys.
I'm going to say this, Ryan, not knowing what you're about to tell us. We will be judging your radio instincts here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You come in here and you give us a big radio tease
right.
And say, I got a great story. And if it's a dud, well, then you might be the next AWOD.
Exactly. I got a good one, I think, here. So,
sit back.
Sit back. We'll take a little sip of whatever you're drinking there and listen to this. Yeah. So, last Friday, went to the Nats game. Went with a couple friends of mine, and start that night, they were so late to begin with, which wrecked me so much. I hate being late.
I hate that as well.
And
I'm a stickler for time.
So, yeah, so we got there during, like, the middle of the third inning. I'm trying to catch up, drink a lot of beers there. Just every time the beer man comes over, I'll buy two beers for him.
Is this a 7 p.m. start?
7 p.m. start. Normal game. And so the game goes on. I'm just drinking so much. Like, I had a goal that night, and just to get really drunk. And so it was that simple for me.
Were they free beers at the Diamond Club?
No. We weren't getting Diamond. Okay. We were in section 408 there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we were $5 right. seats.
A Diamond Club Clary.
Sweet level Clary. But we were going there, drinking a lot of beer, a lot of other alcohol, like the hard seltzers too. Oh, so good. Right. We go to the bullpen after, because we're going to go watch the rest of the Caps game. And the bullpen, the drinks were just flying again. Okay. I was just getting all the mixed liquor drinks, vodka, Red Bulls, beers.
Is this a Friday or a weekend?
Friday night.
How many drinks in do you think you are?
So I would probably say about 8 tall boy beers in from the
16,
Nats game.
So 16 drinks.
So something like that. And then a couple vodka Red Bulls. I was really...
He's had 20 drinks between, 7 and 10 o'clock?
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. But I can handle a lot, so this is fine. Or at least I thought.
Could you put down that was discussed on the Junkies today, 8 to 10 vodka...
Vodka Red Bulls?
Yeah.
Or cocktails?
Vodka cocktails.
Yes, easily.
Cake said he'd be passed out, right? Or Lurt said he'd be passed out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, because you were talking about John Daly and how he doesn't mix anything.
Yeah,
like, he'll have, 8 of his drinks and he'll be fine the next day.
Exactly. So
16 to 20 drinks.
I was like, it was a lot of drinks. And even one guy.
I like how he says he had 8 drinks, but they had to clarify they were tall boys. Right.
A tall boy,
24 ounces of booze.
Exactly.
Sloshing around in his stomach.
How gross is that?
480 ounces of beer sloshing around inside of you. Okay.
Exactly. So then we're at the bullpen watching the Caps game. We're there for like an hour and a half. Okay. And then
did you see any rats running around in DC?
Of course, yes, every time. But so then after we're done, we're getting ready to call an Uber, and we're waiting outside here on a half street right outside the bullpen for our Uber. And then the girl we were with, she only called an Uber for 3 people because she thought I was going to be going home with one of our coworkers here, our guy Matthew Essig, and that was not going to happen. I was going home with her. And then she only called an Uber for 3 people. I was the 4th person. So I had to talk my way getting into this Uber while I'm hammered, absolutely hammered. Okay. And so
they don't let you squeeze 3 people in the back usually?
No, like I was the 4th person. And like, you think they're going to squeze me in?
I know it'd be a tight fit.
It'd be a tight fit.
Yeah, for sure.
So, it's like a Chevy Malibu.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. They'd need a Tahoe. So I finally talk my way into it, and we're like the annoying drunk crowd. Like, we're like singing in the back and stuff.
Oh my God. That poor driver.
Poor driver.
I hope you tipped him.
And just hear this out. And then I drop my wallet. We're like 3 minutes from our destination. I drop my wallet. So I'm looking around under the seat with my both hands. I'm like scrunching over my stomach. And then,
no chance you're in the middle, right?
No, I was in the front seat. And then I was in the front
seat. How did you get the front seat when you were the one that screwed up the
biggest?
Because there's only three exactly. Yeah, I was the biggest. And there's already three people in the back. Mm-hmm. So he just told me to hop in the front. That was a mistake. So I was looking around, scrunching over my stomach, and all of a sudden, my stomach just starts to get real upset, real quick, just out of nowhere.
No, it's not out of nowhere. It's not the 25 drinks he had during the night.
Out of nowhere.
Tell me you did this.
And then, so I just kind of like stood up real quick, and I was like, oh man. And then all of a sudden, I felt it just start coming up, and I was like, oh.
Are you driving? Is he driving?
He's driving. No one notices me. And then all of a sudden, I just start rolling down the window and I'm like holding my breath almost. And I just start projectiling out the window. Out the window. And I like to think that it was all out the window, but it turns out that it wasn't. It was all over on the inside, under the seat, in the interior of this guy's car.
Oh my God.
And everyone, all my friends
in
the back.
Can you imagine that smell? A mix of beer, seltzer, cocktails all night long.
Exactly. How many Ben's chili bowl did you scarf down? Told me you always go to Ben's chili bowl.
I swear to God, I didn't eat that night. And that was why I got so drunk. Because I didn't eat.
You know, every drunk says that.
I swear.
I didn't eat.
I didn't eat.
I swear. I didn't
eat lunch.
I swear. It's so. Like, yeah, I'm just projectiling out the window. I just can't stop.
Do you remember it was anyone screaming while you're puking? Like,
yes, my brother was in the back, like crying, laughing because like he just finds it so funny when I'm puking everywhere.
That'd be so embarrassing, puking in front of your brother.
He's seen it before.
Is he older or younger?
Older. He's older. So he's seen plenty of those nights. But, I just get sick out the window. And then we pull up to our destination. And I'm just like apologizing to the driver. And then he's like, you know, there's a fee for that, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know. But then
not my first rodeo.
I've had a friend do the same thing in an Uber. It sucks. And so, but then before he tells me about the fee, I'm like, here, let me help you clean this up. And so he handed me like a little rag.
Guy can't see straight. He's trying to clean
you a rag.
He hands me a rag and I'm just like wiping it off the seat. And I was just kind of like, so what's the fee? He was like, $250. And here's a $250 fee, and it was connected to the girl's Uber, so he had to charge me on Venmo for it. $250 to puke in that guy's car.
Oh, so he
charged
straight up Venmo to you.
Exactly. Well, I had to Venmo him, which was I was fine with. Mm-hmm. Like I was an adult. And
I was an adult. I was puking in a Uber on the way home.
But yeah, so $250 just thrown away because I had all those stupid drinks.
Bro, first off, you got to slow down a little bit. I mean, I know you're the party guy.
Is that the moniker you want? You want to be the young party guy?
No. Like I promise I'm not. And I wasn't, like, I know it's hard to believe, but I wasn't out of control that night. I was not. I was fine until I got in that Uber.
That is a lot of money, but until you realize that Ryan's part-time and his parents charge him rent. like, that's a lot of money.
Pretty loving family.
Now, how much did you spend on beers that night?
Oh, dude. I mean,
you just donked off an entire, at least an entire week of work.
Yeah, entire paycheck.
Yeah, it was a lot. I probably spent $100 and so on drinks that night. Cause I mean, a beer there is like $12
right.
for a tall boy. And then
how much does Ryan love saying tall boy?
I love a tall boy. I'm sorry. Especially the mix and match at 7-Eleven.
Tall boy.
But so yeah, $250.
How do these Uber drivers, that's why I would never be an Uber driver simply because of the puking.
Yeah. A story like this would never make me.
I think it happens all the time. These guys get their cars puked in like once a month.
Yes, of course. And it sucks. I feel so bad, honestly, because like you just can't get that smell out. Well, you can't.
There's no chance getting their car clean cost them $250, right? Maybe they're getting it detailed.
I mean, they're probably going to have to get like some deodorizer in there, like something to clean out the smell of it. Because, I mean, you can't get rid of the smell of puke.
Buy a pine fresh thing and hang it in there.
Ugh. And it's not even your own puke. It's someone else's.
And the thing is that sucks also is that he was doing me a favor. I wasn't even supposed to be in that Uber to begin with since the girl only ordered it for three people. So I was the guy he did a favor for. Mm-hmm. And then I puked in his car. So that guy's never going to do a nice thing again.
You know what they have to do? Someone told me this one time. I think it was an Uber driver. When someone pukes in their car, you can't just leave it in the car, right?
I mean, yeah.
No, you don't. Because you got to get it out of there. So
yeah,
they go,
you can't go pick up somebody else with.
They go to 7-Eleven and they clean it up themselves.
Yes.
And then the next day they go get it detailed or what, or you know, professionally cleaned.
Exactly.
So they have to. It's 2 a.m. He's in a 7-Eleven parking lot, sucking up your puke with a vacuum.
I know. I feel so bad.
Hosing it down.
Yeah. I feel just so bad.
So pissed off.
Yeah. Also, you're not thinking about this. That poor girl's Uber rating, it just got home for puking into the car. Because I guarantee you, that dude gave it one star.
Of course. Zero stars.
Zero stars.
That's an option. Yeah, her Uber rating's done. I feel bad for her.
You ruined multiple nights.
I did. But I'm just glad no one knows my name from that. Except, obviously, the girl. But she's not going to. But the poor guy. I feel so bad. He can't get the puke out. He can't.
I mean, it's going to be in there for a while, and then I'm sure someone else puked in his car this weekend, or will.
I hope. That's what I like to think.
Was he nice to you?
I mean, like, nice dude, he was shell-shocked. The look on his face,
if I was an Uber driver and he puked in my car, I would pull over and just kick everyone out.
That's what I think they usually do. I think they kick you out.
But the thing is, I was almost
pissed off.
So, like, we were literally outside my neighborhood. So, I mean, at that point, he's just... Mm-hmm. 2 minutes away.
And how much was the Uber before the 250 puke tax?
It was 16 per. So what is that?
He made $64. Ryan made everyone else still pay. Sorry, you guys had to ride home with puke all over the smell.
All right, what's 250 divided by four, guys?
Oh, Ryan, you gotta take it easy, man.
It was just one night. One night, I let it loose.
How'd you feel the next day?
Terrible. I didn't leave my bed until like 3:30. It was a bad day. I did not want to wake up from that nightmare.
Next time, as we discussed on the show, beer before liquor, never sicker.
Yes.
Yep.
Or you messed up. You should have sticked with the tall boys all night long. You probably would have been fine.
Exactly. I know I messed up there, but once, like, you just want drinks and you just want them quick. Right. And the Caps were playing. A lot of stuff was happening. A lot of girls around.
I thought it was beer before liquor makes you sicker.
It's always liquor before beer and you're in the clear.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
You're adding extra words you don't need.
Sicker.
Beer before liquor, never sicker. Easy to remember. Liquor before beer.
Oh, no. Okay. Never
in the clear.
Okay. You're saying like you're never sick.
Oh, no, no. You've never been sicker.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah.
That was a tough code for you to crack.
I was trying. I was thinking about it. And I was thinking about the nostalgia, hearing that back in the day.
So what was your favorite college drink?
College drink?
Like at a house party.
Well, you never drink the jungle juice.
Oh, why? What? I love the jungle juice.
No. Never drink the jungle juice.
Why? Because there's so many germs in it or something?
Not only that, but that's how the frat bros... Do some weird stuff to it.
What do they do?
They date rape all the chicks.
But you would have guys it's in a cooler. You have 100 people putting their stuff in there.
I know they have one that's just
chicks.
Yeah,
no. Well, I didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, all the girls. They put one out and all the guys don't touch it because they know that one's got the.
No,
it's got the stuff in it. Yeah, it's marked.
Right. Right.
It's got a big delta sign on it. Mm. You don't drink out of that. We played a lot of beer pong in college.
I know it was Natty Light.
Mm-hmm. That was.
Hey, have you ever heard of beer pong being called Beirut?
Yeah, dude, it was such a weird thing.
What was with those
loser?
It was
all the New Jersey kids.
It was, yes.
Yeah, they called Beirut.
I didn't like that. My freshman year of college, it was always these Goombas from New York, come down, this place in Beirut.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that, Ryan?
I haven't heard of Beirut, but I mean, like, it doesn't surprise me with the Jersey kids. They think they're up to something.
Right.
But we would always play with Natty Light. When Natty Light was at Shoppers, a 30-pack was $8.99.
What?
Yeah. And so we would go to Shoppers to get it all, not even the beer store, because it was a dollar less at Shoppers.
I mean, I'm drinking plenty of Natty Light, but I told you, at ASU, we were all big Coors Light guys. I love Coors Light.
You like to see those Blue Rockies.
Love Coors.
A little Keystone Light in
and
there.
And I hated Miller Light, and I actually still hate Miller Light.
I hate Busch.
Busch is like water to me.
Busch is so great. Busch is okay. This is Milwaukee's best.
All right,
that is the worst.
Or Blue Ribbon. What? Or Red Ribbon. What is
Pabst,
it?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. I hate that. I can't
Pabst
do that.
Pabst is back. That's like a trendy.
Exactly. I can't do that.
We would take down. You would have a closet door. Mm-hmm. You would take it off its hinges, and you would set it up with the chairs from your desk.
Uh-huh.
You would play beer pong on your closet door back in college. That's what you did at Maryland.
I've never played beer pong on a closet door, but that's
yeah. You would have to, because you have to take it down. Uh-huh. You'd have a dorm party. All right, you would stack your beds on top of each other to create a bunk bed for more space. Take the closet door down. Sit it on a chair to make the table.
Yeah,
and you play.
Course.
You just play beer pong on that.
Let me ask you: Was the highlighter in the bottle still a trend when you were coming up? Have you ever seen that?
And then you would have a light on it or something.
Well, it would be like a blue light, and then in that room. And so then
it was on its way out, but I did see it.
Yeah, that was a big thing in the early 2000s.
You know what we did?
What?
In Ellicott 8.
All right.
The silly dorm room at University of Maryland. We stole a tarp from the dumpster of the chemistry building. Mm-hmm. All right, some big old tarp. I guess they had some shipment of Bunsen burners.
Yeah,
and we brought it up to the eighth floor, and we laid it down in the hallway, and we covered it with dish soap and all this stuff, and we had a slip and slide on the eighth floor at night.
That's pretty cool.
It was cool. Girls were running around in their panties and everything, doing the slip and slide, because we didn't have bathing suits. Hey, guys doing it in their underwear. It was so much fun.
Let me ask you this: why are college guys so disgusting?
I don't know.
Is it? Because I'm now 39 years old, and I feel like for the last 15 years or so, I've been pretty clean. Like, my house is clean. I see a mess. It drives me nuts. In college, they
gross.
They called my room the rat's nest.
that's kind of funny.
So much mold everywhere.
Oh,
the shower, disgusting. The toilet, disgusting.
And you're making me gag thinking about like the guy shower.
The guy shower.
The shared shower on an Ellicott.
It's revolting,
right? Bacteria central.
I would have. I didn't have a vacuum, and I had my Rottweiler in my room. It must have been three feet of dog hair everywhere.
It's just so much piss stains.
So many loads, so many dried loads everywhere. I mean, college guys. I don't remember being that gross when I was in high school either. Probably because my mom got all over us and told us to clean our room.
If you have a kid that's going to go to college and you go buy one of those Home Goods rugs or whatever, TJ Maxx rugs, area rugs to lay down in their dorm room, take a before and after picture.
I didn't even use a dresser. Okay, I just had a giant pile of clothes on the floor.
Oh,
never once folded them.
That was in the closet. You just throw them in the closet.
for whatever reason, mine were on the floor. And I remember, have vivid memories just walking over to the pile and picking up like dirty clothes, so many wrinkles, and putting them on. So much mold everywhere. So
Did you know how to do laundry? Or was this out of laziness?
Laziness. Yeah, yeah. I definitely knew how to do laundry.
God, the mold everywhere. And this dust, like on your computer, on your CPU tower. All right. Mm-hmm. That thing would have so much dust on it.
Yeah. Now I'm terrified of mold. For whatever reason. Did you wear flip-flops in the shower? Or was that just a freshman thing?
They told you to do it.
And you never did?
No. I did, because I just imagined what was going on down those drains.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of loads and pits.
Yeah. So many loads, yeah.
I can just imagine what people were doing in those showers.
Yeah, you definitely had to wear. But what's interesting is that college girls are so clean.
No.
That's my perception.
No,
I didn't spend a lot of time in college girls' dorm rooms.
College girls are the messiest people in the world.
They are messy, but they did not have mold all over their showers and toilets. Not that I remember.
No, they just had a foot long of hair in their drain every single time. Yeah. I lived my senior year with five girls.
You lived with girls?
Yes, I lived with five girls.
Only guy. Captain Stabbing over here. Yeah. What's going on? What happened? What do your boys didn't want to room with you anymore? They got tired of you?
No. All my friends were a year older than me.
Oh, okay.
So
RJ was a year older than you?
RP.
We
didn't go to the same college. I had some brains. I could get into Maryland.
There we go.
Yeah, all my stupid friends couldn't get in. I'm just kidding. So I had all older friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the friends like I did have at Ellicott 8, they joined a frat or they were already rooming with whatever. So I was just SOL. So I lived with five girls. I lived with the girlfriend.
The rugby team.
What? Yeah,
the rugby team. How many of them were on the rugby team?
Zero.
I know about these. They weren't gymnasts.
Yeah. They weren't swimmers. The girlfriend of my good college buddy who had already graduated was living with her friends. And they he asked her to say, hey, do you want to take him in, basically.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I said, yes, of course.
So what was the living experience life like as far as cleanliness goes?
Cleanliness?
Yeah.
Not what I expected. Now, keep in mind, this is, you know how Eric talks about all these College Park flop houses and everything? This is what it was. It was on Dickinson Avenue, a flop house. You put it anywhere else, it would look like a crack den with six people living in it. But they were so messy, and it was eye-opening to me. Eye-opening. The bathrooms were the worst.
Well, it's because they have, makeup everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so much makeup. Yeah, yeah. So much tissues. Okay.
All right.
So many Q-tips. Your Q-tips out the yin-yang. You'd find them everywhere, all over the house. The kitchen, they just wouldn't clean up. They wouldn't clean up after themselves.
No dishes ever been done. Yeah.
Well, hey, that's sexist of you.
What? The guys are messier than girls?
No. You're telling all the girls to get in the kitchen and do the dishes.
Well, you had five roommates. One of them should have been doing the dishes. Somebody.
I was doing it all.
Well, look at Valdez.
Valdez
like
scrubbing
the,
away.
And then
the butler.
Yeah. I was the help. And then the last semester of the senior year, I went back. I lived at home and I did 2 days worth of work at school at College Park.
Oh, you lived at home your final semester?
No, the final semester.
And you graduated in 4 years?
Yep.
Took drab 4.5. I'm going to guess Ryan's on the over 4 plan.
Yeah.
Keep failing remedial math. You'll be there a while.
Yeah, I think I would set the over under at about 5. I think we're stretching 5.5 too.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about? You were talking about the beer pong in college.
Uh-huh.
You remember, I think the most slept on drinking game you would do is Kings.
Kings.
Did you like playing Kings?
I do. I remember. I don't actually remember how to play it that well.
What do you mean? It's easy. Every card has a thingy, and then you just...
I mean, I remember the game. I remember playing the game. I guess I should say I don't remember how to play the game.
Two, you, three, me.
Oh, four. Yeah. No, I got it. You're right.
Yeah.
What about Flip Cup? You guys got a file on Flip Cup at all?
Of course. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Maybe I thought it was a Gen Z thing.
They claim everything is their own. They're the bee's knees.
Your grandfather probably.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Flip Cup. Yeah. Come on.
They're probably doing that with mason jars in the 30s.
All right. Before plastic was invented. Yeah. Right.
Moonshine.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening this week. We've had a good time. We've learned a lot about each other once again. We get distracted. I guess the show's supposed to be about the Junkies, but sometimes we just do our own
thing. Sometimes we just rip.
We're having fun.
Why not?
Hope everybody has a great week. Hopefully Tiger makes the cut, and he seems to be struggling right now. And hopefully everybody enjoys the golf this weekend or whatever else you're into, and we will see you next week on Bit Season.
Later.
See ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.